Welcome back to another episode of Tech While You Trek. I am your host, Adam, and today we are going to be talking about design thinking. And I have with me Joe Lawley and Lindsay Engelbert. Say hi.
Hello. Hey, Adam.
So, tell us a little bit about yourselves, how you came to the firm, how long you've been with the firm, and how you first got interested in design thinking.
I am Lindsay Engelbert. I'm an experienced strategist out of our Experience Center based in Chicago. And I've been with the firm since 2009 and actually took a brief hiatus to attend graduate school to focus on a program around human-centered design and design thinking, which is why I'm really interested in this topic.
Prior to PwC, I worked mostly in the entertainment and media field.
So if you would please, for me, define design thinking.
So design thinking is a methodology. It really is a way of thinking. It isn't a technology, but it's a great way that you can understand problems, understand people's pain points, and then potentially leverage technology to solve them. So it generally goes through a five-phase approach. First, you gain empathy for a group of users. You understand what their problems are. Then you define a point of view. So based on that information, you define what you think the problems might be. And then you start generating ideas. And those ideas don't have to be right, but you're sort of trying to map ideas to those problems. You represent those ideas through the form of what's called a prototype, which is just a very early version of something, of some idea. And then you test that prototype with those users to validate, does it solve a problem that you thought it might or not?
I think it's a way of expanding your thinking, too, really pushing you out, really understanding people's needs. I think that's the biggest thing that inspired me about it was just this idea of how do you meet someone's unmet need? And how do you actually define that? You might think you have a problem, but is that really it? When you actually start to watch people and look at their motivations, it totally changes things. You can put all the surveys out in the world and try to start to get to that. But the more that you can do this ethnographic research and really understand people and use them throughout the process is huge. And saying, hey, is this actually going to meet your needs? And is this going to be a solution that helps you in any way, whether it's a process, a product, anything?
I think personally it means admitting that you don't have the answers in many cases and being open to using failure as a tool to get you closer to that answer. I think that's a big part of design thinking is just changing your approach toward failure, changing your view on it. And instead of it being something that's a negative thing, it's actually an approach to try to accelerate that failure. Do it sooner, do it faster so you get to the solution faster.
It's a process for creative problem solving.
I think that's a good description of it.
But it doesn't have to be creative.
Okay, so it's just a process for problem solving.
Yep. I think that's one of the misnomers about it, that it's like, I have to be a designer. I have to be, you know, this creative type to go through this process. But it's really, how do you get to the right problem? How do you bring people in throughout the process to get to a solution with them?
What background or skills do you feel are helpful in design thinking?
One of the most important skills to have, if this is a skill, is just empathy. The ability to just feel what other people feel, walk in other people's shoes. That's really critical. And a lot of the activities that you'll do in a design thinking session or a workshop are really geared at helping you develop empathy for the people that you're trying to solve for.
And then just being curious and inquisitive and thinking through and being open to new ideas and new solutions. And then also, we talked about it before, but being willing to kind of accept failure and move through problems. I think there's certain backgrounds that probably lend themselves a little bit closer to it, thinking about the designer world or, you know, engineers, that kind of stuff. But it's more of a mindset shift of how do you put empathy into things that you're doing, like you said, and really be open.
So what is the coolest thing you've ever seen done with design thinking?
It's less about like, hey, this is this amazing product that came out of it, but these moments of delight that you get when you're testing different prototypes with people and you see someone actually use something that you've created correctly and you're like, oh, it's amazing. But also on the flip side of that, I think one of the coolest things to see is when people have these aha moments of like, hey, we designed it this way. And as we tested it, the user doesn't get it. Doing usability testing on one of my recent projects and having screens up, wireframes for people to look at and asking them to perform a task. And something that we thought was super clear because the button in our mind was right there and people were supposed to be able to do something where the button says highlight and share. And we're like, what do you think that means? And the people had no clue. It might seem so clear to the person who's designed it because you've put it out there into the world, but it's all about how is the person who's ingesting it really taking that in.
A guy told a story about a project where he was helping redesign the MRI machine at a children's hospital. Over 80% of the children had to be sedated in order to go through the MRI. So he did a bunch of research and observed children going through this. He interviewed them and started to generate different ideas that might help reduce that 80% number. He designed it almost like an underwater experience where you were boarding a submarine and you would kind of be slid into this really cool, fun-looking submarine with fish around you. The 80% sedation rate went down to less than 10 or maybe, you know, close to zero. That was really impactful to me because he looked at the user really, really closely, understood their problems, and then designed a solution to try to address them.
So how do you separate the hype versus the reality with design thinking?
When people hear design thinking, one of the challenges is that it has the word design in it, which is good and bad. I believe design is really a process, not necessarily a thing that comes at the end of a process. It is the process. And I think people will expect that, oh, we're going into a session where we're going to just be creative and we're just going to create ideas. But that's really sort of the middle part of it. There's a lot that has to happen in front of that. There's a lot of just understanding, what are we actually trying to solve here? Who has this problem? Why do they have this problem? And I think that's a common misconception that people have.
I think some of the hype is like, oh, we can just throw design thinking at this and it's just going to solve things. And it's more about how do you create that mindset shift to say, how are we going to go through and solve problems differently? How are we going to put humans at the center of solving problems, do things more iteratively? It's not just, we're going to focus on this for an hour. This is a different way to approach things.
So then where are we as a firm in regards to design thinking?
I've focused a lot on some internal PwC clients as people who have either expressed interest in learning design thinking or just applying it for a project they're working on. So I've worked with teams like our talent acquisition teams. We've worked a lot with our learning and development teams and really closely with the overall kind of Your Tomorrow initiatives around transforming PwC. And there's been a great, great interest across all of those groups in using design thinking to ensure that we're really solving the right problems, problems that people really have. And it's been super exciting. So I feel good that we're doing this for clients, but we're also doing this for ourselves.
For the first time in my career, once the Experience Center started, I was actually going out and talking to end users and end consumers and putting them into the mix and thinking about their needs, which I hadn't done previously on some of my customer projects. And I think that comes through, especially with things like the BXT accelerators, where we're telling people, tell a story. What's the human element to it? Where we really hadn't always focused on that before. And I think that's something that anyone at PwC can think about is how do we make people's lives easier through putting them at the center of a problem?
So now, Lindsay, I've heard you say BXT. So for those of us who don't know, could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so BXT really focuses on the firm's approach to design thinking and that methodology that we're bringing in. So we're B stands for business, X stands for experience, and T is the technology aspect. And how do we bring all of those things together to try to solve problems? We're better as a firm when we take those three different lenses and not just focusing on just the business problem or just an experience problem or technology, but how do you bring those all really together?
So how is design thinking relevant to the different lines of service at PwC, you know, tax, audit, advisory?
In the sense that it is a different mindset shift or way to solve problems, it's relevant to all of the different lines of services. We are all providing a professional service to our clients, and they have problems that we're trying to help them solve. So how can we bring this methodology and thinking to that?
It might be hard to imagine that you could use design thinking to help improve an audit process or tax-related project or things like that. But at the center of a lot of these projects, there is a human being. There's a human being who's either carrying out a task or responsible for a job. And there may be things that are really efficient about that or really enjoyable about that or things that are challenging. And design thinking is a great way to sort of dig into that and understand it.
Well, so could you folks share a story about a time when you failed in trying to sell or implement or work with design thinking?
The way that I've seen it fail sometimes is when we don't actually go through the process. When you try to skip steps or jump through things and not actually do design thinking the way that it's supposed to be done, I think we run into that struggle in working with clients because we're afraid to fail. We are seen as these trusted advisors and we are looking to just provide an answer. And I think we run into as well this idea of what's the ROI on that? And it's really hard to quantify what's the ROI on experience, but I don't think you can ever go wrong when you say we've put a human at the center of solving this and we have understood their needs and really gone through the process. So I think it fails when we sometimes don't understand the value and benefit of what it is and don't go through the process to actually really take the steps to get to that solution.
One instance where I've seen design thinking fail, we were working with a team who about halfway through the workshop, we realized that the team actually, they weren't very passionate about solving the problem that we were trying to solve. Ultimately, when people came out of the workshop And hopefully what happens after a workshop is that people take an idea and then go do something with it. The idea is just sort of stagnated and didn't get built. And I think that was because the team just really wasn't passionate about it. So I think that's important to identify up front. Is this something that people care about solving?
So then what, if you could, boil it down to one thing you would like our listeners to know about design thinking?
One thing to know is you don't have to be a designer. I think you really need to be passionate about solving people's problems and putting them at the forefront and trying to help them have a better life.
One thing that people should know is that you probably can do this kind of work. We all have the ability to empathize with other people. We do have the ability to be creative. So I've seen people who really believe they could not do this work come into a session, enjoy it, and be incredibly productive and work in a very different way.
Well, listen, Joe, Lindsay, thank you guys so much for your time today, and thank you very much for stopping by.
It's been great to be here.
This has been Tech While You Trek. I am your host, Adam, and we will talk to you next time.
This podcast is brought to you by PwC, all rights reserved. PwC refers to the U.S. member firm or one of its subsidiaries or affiliates, and may sometimes refer to the PwC network. Each member firm is a separate legal entity. Please see www.pwc.com/structure for further details. This podcast is for general information purposes only and should not be used as a substitute for consultation with professional advisors.